嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
I'm Joseph.
我要问一问 Joseph, if I say white eye or give someone a white eye, well, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's the opposite of give someone a black eye, but I think I can guess what it means.
Is it because your Chinese is good, right?
I don't think it's that good. White is very easy word to know, and eye is a very easy word to know.
对对，这可以说是非常中式，非常直译了啊。其实呢，大家应该也知道，我就是说的白眼的意思。那其实真正白眼英文应该要怎么讲呢？它应该讲 roll one's eyes.
Right, we say roll your eyes because they move in a circle, so you're rolling them like a ball.
对对对，因为这个 roll 它是滚动或者转动的意思，所以呢，你对某人非常无语或者很不耐烦的时候，你就常常会 roll your eyes at them, 就朝他们翻一个白眼，眼珠子打了一个转。
Right, like she rolled her eyes at us when she heard us gossiping about her ex-boyfriend.
那是的确有点讨嫌嘛。那今天呢，就要和大家聊一聊和眼睛有关的实用表达。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。接下来这个词呢，估计中文都要解释一下，因为它叫做白目。像 Joseph 一定会觉得白目就是白眼，因为 Do you think 目 and 眼 it means the same?
To me, they are almost the same.
但是其实白目和白眼是完全不同的意思啊。白目呢是形容一个人搞不清楚状况，导致做出不明智的举动而惹人厌烦。大家可能在这个台湾偶像剧里面听到过，那它的英文呢叫做 clueless。So Joseph, 白眼 is to roll one's eyes, but 白目 is for describing someone as clueless.
Okay, I think I got it. Let me see. Something like, he just stood there with that clueless look on his face, not knowing that he did something wrong.
不错不错，非常聪明。就是说他一副白目的样子站在那儿，根本不知道自己做错事了。
Okay, now I want you to guess one. How about make eyes at someone?
Make eyes 是使眼色吗？ Manage to send someone messages.Through eye contact?
Kind of, but not really. Here's my example for you. He always makes eyes at all of the pretty ladies in the club.
Okay, so it's sexual.
Make eyes at someone means just to look at them in a way that kind of shows you're flirting with them.
就调情，暗送秋波，就是看着你，但是呢，附带着一种含情脉脉的情绪，可以说是抛媚眼这个意思。下一个呢，我们常常会在中文里面讲辣眼睛，其实就是看到一些令人不顺眼或者碍眼的东西。那么在英文当中呢，我们就是他们啊，他们不讲辣眼，他们说酸眼，就是 eyesore。
Right, when you see something that is very ugly, especially when it's surrounded by other things that are not ugly.
就没有对比就没有伤害是吧？用法呢非常简单，就是讲 something is an eyesore 就好了。比如说 those billboards are a real eyesore, 就是那些广告牌啊，真是碍眼。
Or maybe that broken car sitting in front of the house is a real eyesore.
就是那辆破破烂烂的车，真是碍眼。下一个呢叫做睁一只眼闭一只眼，其实它就是视而不见或者熟视无睹的意思嘛。 How do you say that when people deliberately ignore something and pretend not to see it?
Oh, we would say turn a blind eye to something.
这个我觉得中文当中有一个词来形容太贴切了，叫做装瞎。
Alright, something like she turned a blind eye to the beggar on the street.
就是她假装没有看见路边的那个乞丐，对她视而不见。
And for the last one, we'll talk aboutEye candy. It's used to describe a person or thing that is attractive to look at.
就是形容很养眼的事物，对不对？
Jason goes to the beach every year just for all of the eye candy.
像在这句话里面呢，它就是指那些海边所有迷人啊或者养眼的景色。But you better not describing a girl or a woman as eye candy.
Right, just because eye candy is not a serious or important thing, it doesn't really have a meaning.
就是最好不要用它来形容女生，因为这个词会有一种好看养眼但是不聪明或者没有实际内涵，华而不实的感觉。就是倒是如果说你要讲谁谁是一个花瓶，倒是可以用这个词。
Right, such as women in a car magazine are usually seen as eye candy.
Car magazine 就是那种汽车杂志上的那种女郎，通常都是叫做花瓶。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。 好了，今天呢差不多就到这儿了。我们分享的这些和眼睛相关的短语，大家应该都感受到了，都是生活中非常常见的，所以大家可以写写笔记，掌握好，用起来。
And I'm Joseph. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye bye.